In other cases, yesh parag legimul. Let's say on the bottom you have three tefachim coming up. And those first three tefachim, it's wide, dalat tefachim apart. First, after the sideways come up three tefachim, then it becomes narrow, then they come together. Even so, v'ein a gvoya yud, but it doesn't come up higher than yud tefachim, hey, less than before it comes high, yud tefachim, it comes closed, v'ayta b'loy klum, it's not anything. V'lav klum hi. That's also not called a Pesach. Because a Pesach has to at least have two tenoim. A Pesach means, an opening means, it's yud tefachim high and four tefachim wide. So if a chal it's not yud tefachim at all high, then it's potter. It's not called a Pesach at all. Le'nech l'ku, where is the machlokes remain of Yehuda? Ela begvoy ha-yud. Where l'maiser it is yud tefachim high. Let this picture on the side. The height until the top of the archway is yud tefachim high. V'yesh parag l'gimel. Now on the side, the two sides here, the black side of it, is gimel tefachim high, which at that height, gimel tefachim, they are wide, four tefachim away. So that's called haschola, you have something to make a Pesach here. V'yein baruch badalit. But on top, when it starts to come more than gimel tefachim high, then the archway comes narrow, and you don't have any more roch of dalit tefachim. Of v'yesh bo lochuk, lashlim liarba. Well, at this picture here, the sides is a thick piece of wood. Like, really, you could hollow out the sides here to make it roch of dalat fachim. In other words, there is material there to hollow it out to make it roch of dalat fachim all the way up. In other words, it is high, yut fachim high, the opening. Just the top of the opening became narrower because the archway went roundwards. But there is a space there to be chokak to hollow it out. That's the machlokes. That Reb Meir Sav, Reb Meir holds, we say in Shatzah Svara, we look as if we hollowed out the sides of the archway to make it rochev dalad all the way up to yutvachim, and it's called a Pesach. For Rabbanan Savra, Rabbanan Shita is no, ain't chaykikin lahashlim. We don't say the Svara to look as if we hollow it out to give it a share, and it's called a Pesach. The Rabbanan say a Pesach means the Metzias. There has to be yutvachim high with kaseid the rochev dalad tvachim. If you don't have your width of dalat tefachim coming up high, 10 tefachim, the top two tefachim, since the archway became narrow, it's not rochev dalat, it's potter in a mezuzah. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Even though there's a thick wood on both sides that you could hollow it out, because the man you didn't hollow it out, you potter in a mezuzah. And the Meir Shita is no. We look as if it was hollowed out, even though it's not hollowed out, the wood is still there. On top, the top few tefachim is less than dalat tefachim wide. So what? But since it's possible to hollow it out, it has a din as if it's hollowed out. Yeah. Rashi Remeya Sava Hoyo VeHischil Bo Gimel. Since the bottom three tefachim was bereichiv dalid was wide for tefachim, shein pesach olov. That's enough to give it a shein pesach. V'royin kilu hu chokuk. The rest of it, we look as if it's hollowed out. Lamala, all the way on top. Leharchid kimidosa shalamata. To make it just as wide on top as it is on bottom. And the Rabbanim say we don't hold that svara. Rabbanim savri ain't chaykin lahashlim. Such the machlokes by a modai. Now the only machlokes is in this case, where the bottom three tvachim is rochiv dalid, and on top it's not, you say chaykin lahashlim or not. But our archways usually are about a stum chiv in a mezuzah. Usually any house that you have an archway there, for sure, it's at least yud tefachim high, roch of dalat tefachim avad, it's mechuyev in the mezuzah. Tana Rabbonin, beis hakneses, a shul, or beis isha, a house that a woman owns, a lady lives there, or beis hashutfim, if two people own a house together, chayav is the mezuzah. They have a chiyev to put a mezuzah. Shutfim are mechuyev in the mezuzah. For the gemara pshita, havada, why not? Marmal, the time I would have thought, beis secho, the postik says, al mezuzah is beis secho, v'loi beiso, Beisecha means your house and not a lady's house. Or else Beisecha v'loy batayim, your house, a private house, and not shutfis, not of partners. Kamash mula no, that both of them are mechuyiv in the mezuzah. A beis isha and a beis shutfis mechuyiv in the mezuzah. For the Gemara ve'ein mahochinami, maybe it's true. Why don't we say Beisecha means private house and not an isha's house? On Makro, the Pasuk says, L'man yirbu yimeichim yimei v'nechim. That putting on a mezuzah is a skula to have a long life. L'man yirbu yimeichem. Is hani boi chai, v'hani le boi chai? You want to say these people need life and these people don't need life? like for sure an Isha also needs life. So it's a svarim that an Isha also has to put a mezuzah up on her house. So if they get the kasha, this is only a good svara, Anisha. Anisha should be mechuyev in a mezuzah because she also needs life. But what about chutvis? When two people own the house together, l'chura, that's not a svara because they need life, they should have a mezuzah. Avadeh chutvis, if you want to have a mezuzah, own your own house. Like it's not a ptur on the gavra. The gavra, if you want to have life, so own your own house and put up a mezuzah. But we're saying a svara, the pasuk says, beisechom means a private house and not paseim. So maybe Shutfus is still put them in a mezuzah. Because how do you know from this svara, Shutfus are put them in a mezuzah? That's the way he asked the kasha. Some of Farshim want to answer that it's from the Diyak, from the Pasuk of Laman Yirbu Yemechim. It's a Lashon Rabin. The Pasuk is even talking to a Rabin. A few people together also, you'll have an Arichas Yom from a mezuzah. So Mashm, even a Beis HaShutfus, also there's a Chiyuv to put a mezuzah up. For the Gemara, Ela Beis Cholomli, so why does the Pasuk say Beis Echo? If we're saying even shutfis, even a beis ha'isha is also mechuyev in a mezuzah, why does the pasuk say beis echo? Kidu rova, like rova dashims. The yomai rova, derech beyoscha. It's a, on which side of the door do you have to put the mezuzah up? On the right side of the door. Why? It's the derech the way you come into the house. The chiyoker inish karya diyamina okabresha. Usually when people start walking, they walk with their right foot first. Like right before you come into the door, you open up the door, now you start walking, usually you come in with your right foot. So that's a svara, the right side should have the mezuzah. And which is the right side? The derech via. The way you enter the room, not the way you leave the room. You always have to look at the house the way you enter, and the entrance, on the right side of the entrance, you have to put the mezuzah. Trashi derech via secha, liyamin beboye labayis. Not the right way you leave the room, but the right coming into the room. That's why you put the mezuzah up. Tanya, you've learned another braisa. Beis ha-kineses, or beis ha-shutz from the beis isha, mitana b'negoyim. That if a neger comes in the house, there's a tumas negoyim on the house. For the mar pshita? Like, why not? Mal the time, I would have thought, the pasuk says, O bo ha-shaloi ha-bayis. The kohen comes into the house, ha-shaloi ha-bayis, that he owns the house. Is loy v'loy lo? I would think loy means your house and not lo, not her house. Loy v'loy lehen, a private house and not a beis shutfim. So kamash v'lon. That's what the Mishnah has to say there. That there also is a dinega, the din negoyim on a beis shutfim. Fred Gemar v'ein mahokinami. Maybe it's true. The pasuk says ubo asher loy. Maybe it's only a private house, and only a male, not a lisha. Or makro. The pasuk says. The base Eretz Achuzaschim, Mash Maloshin Rabin. That's totally whoever has Nachuza in Eretz Yisrael. Or Bezoi, and Vaisu Noshim also have Nachuza in Eretz Yisrael, Vaisu. Yeah. Elo Fatimor, Elo Loi Lomeli. So why does the Pasuk say, Yabua Sheloi? Why does Nagoyim totally in Loi, in his house? And the Gemara, you know who gets a Negev in his house? Misha miyachad beisai loy. It means a person is very stingy that keeps his house only for himself. Sheinu roitza lahashu kalev. When somebody says, lend me some kalim, the guy says, I don't have any kalim. V'yayimah shein loy. The guy says, I don't have it. You want to borrow my knife? I don't have any knives. So what does Hashem do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefarsamoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that you'll have to show all your knives to everybody. Kish mefanes beisai. That later when Hashem puts a neger in your house, the law is you have to empty out your house. So when you start to take out everything from your house, everybody's going to see what you have. So that's the person that gets the negra. Hey, so boar shaloi. If you are stingy, keep everything in your house to yourself. That's a chifrachet. You get a negra. Prat lamasho kelo b'acherim. Lafuke somer lends out his kelo to other people. He won't have a negra. For the Gemara, Beis HaKnesses, Mimetam v'negoyim, is it true that a Beis HaKnesses could also have a nega, have Tumas Negoyim? For a tiny we learned, Yocho yi yoboti k'nesios aboti medroshois, Mimetam v'negoyim, maybe there is a Hilchos Tumas Negoyim on a shul of Beis HaMedrash. Tam Lerma, the Pasuk says, Obo asher loy habayis. No, only the house that belongs to you. Mishem yuchid loy, a house that belongs to a private person. Yotsu ein l'shem yuchodim loy, but shaykh in the Beis HaKnesses is a house that belongs to the rabbim, you put it, there's no din tumas negoyim, it's a stira. And the Gemara lekash, there's no stira here. Hor Reb Meir, Hor Rabbonin. Stakas HaMachloikis, Reb Meir and the Rabbonin. The Tanya we learned like this. Beis HaKnesses, sheyesh ba beis dira. If you have a shul that has a room there, lechazna knesses, that the shamish of the shul sleeps there, is chayiv in mezuzah. But then this basic knesses mechuyiv in mezuzah. Since it's opened up to the room that the shamish lives there, it's called the beis dira. V'shein ba beis dira. Let's say the shamish, nobody lives in the shul, is Rabbi Meir mechayiv. Rabbi Meir shiter is still a basic knesses mechuyiv in mezuzah. V'chachomim poitrin, chomim patiyum. So here you see it's a machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the Rabbon is a basic knesses mechuyiv in mezuzah or not. So is that called like a bias or not? So Gemara Sush telling who would then by Nagoyim would be the same machlokes. Rabbi Meir that says it's mechuyiv in mezuzah, well, old Huad didn't have tumas Nagoyim also. And according to the Rabbonim that say that a basic knesses is potem in a mezuzah, Huad din is not called a bias, filkos Nagoyim. The boy is saying another territory is, Hovor Rabbonim. No, it both goes according to Rabbonim Shita, that holds what that you potem in a mezuzah. So if so, a basic knesses should also not have tumas Nagoyim. So why does one Bryce say it has tumas Nagoyim? Well, like Asher, Hod Yisba Beis Dira, Hod Lesve Beis Dira. One basic knesses means where there's a base dira there. That means the shamish lives there. So since it's considered a base dira for the shamish, that's where I'll have tumas negoyim. The enechnami, a basic knesses that nobody lives there, just like it's potem in a mezuzah, who then is not called a bias for tumas negoyim. The boy is saying, oh, ho, the less for base dira. I tell you, both prices are talking about where nobody lives in the shul. I, it's a stira, one price that says there is a tumas negoyim, one says not. I tell you, behold the krochim, what the kforim. It depends where the basic knesses is. If it's the krochim, the big cities, or the kforim, the small cities. Shrashi, the krochim, shumokim, shvokim. That's a big city, has a lot of roads in it. Umiskapsim, shomim, mekaymas harbi. People come there from a lot of different places. V'yasuyi la kerl habol ispalom, v'yein lo bayim yuchodim. That's called like a public basic knesses. Belongs to nobody. Whoever wants to come to daven there, that's potter from the mezuzah. That's potter from the tumas negoyim. Udikvarim though, kol ball of nikorim. But saying a private basic knesses, the people own it, so it's nikkur who the bailam are. Vareihu kebeis hashutfim. That's already called like a beis hashutfim that you mechuyev in the mezuzah. Who then has tumas negoyim? For the gemara, the krochim ein matamim negoyim. Is that true that a public basic knesses it has no tumas negoyim? For Tanya, we learned. Achuzaschem, achuzaschem metamim v'negoyim, v'yein Yerushalayim b'metamim v'negoyim. Based achuzaschem is anything that has Yerusha. Like any part of Eretz Yisrael that went b'teres Yerusha has tumas negoyim. It's only Yerushalayim that doesn't have tumas negoyim. So Drashi, v'yein Yerushalayim metamim v'negoyim. Shein achuz alehem. Because this man there holds Yerushalayim was not given away b'teres Yerusha. Kisova lo nischalko l'shevet Yehuda u'binyamin. This man that I hold, Yerushalayim was never given away for Teres Yerusha Eretz Yisrael. It didn't go to Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin, rather it's like a parva. It belongs to Kol HaShvatim Shavim Bo. Nobody has an Achuza, nobody has Yerusha in Yerushalayim. Therefore it has no Tumas Negoyim either. It's not called Beis Achuzaschem. But I call upon him not for Yerushalayim, Mashm, every other place has a Tumas Negoyim. Mashm, even the Krochim, even the big cities. But since it's not in the base, it's not in Yerushalayim, it would have Tumas Negoyim. Omri Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said like this, Ani loy shemat, I only heard like this, Elamoka Migdish Bovad. No, only the base of Migdish has no Tumas Negoyim. So that's the Smachloikas, Rav Yehuda and the Tanakama. Abohabote Kenesias Abote Medroshes, Mitama Ben Negoyim. The Yafagav the Krochim Ninu. But Mashmir clearly that Kustam big shuls, even though it's in a big city, it belongs to public, still it's has Tumas Negoyim. It's only Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash that has no Tumas Negoyim. But everything else does has. Drashya Niloy Shemati, Kosova Nechla Koleshvatim. Yet you deshitri that even Yerushalayim has it in Yerusha. Was given away the Teres Yerusha to Shevet Binyam and Shevet Yehuda. Elamoka Migdish Bovad. When David bought the Mokum for the Beis HaMikdash, Govo HaKesev Mikol Shevet V'Shevet. He collected the money from all the Shvatim. K'darmina V'Sefri, of the Shchitas Kodeshim. Therefore, the Mokum HaMikdash, that belongs to all the Shvatim, that has no Din Yerusha. But the rest of the Yerushalayim of Yehuda Shita was given away by Teres Yerusha Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's called Beis HaChuzaschem, that there is a Tumas Negoyim there, and that's the kasha. How could you say that a basic knesses the Kruachim has a Tumas Negoyim? Here is the mashm, only Yerushalayim. If the Gemara Eima, Omer Rav Yehuda, say like this, Rav Yehuda say like this, Ani loy shamati elamokon mekudish mavad. I only heard any mokon mekudish. Like a base of Knesset, that has no tumas to goyim. Senech nami, it's not a din in the base of Migdish. It's a din in any mokon mekudish doesn't have tumas to goyim. Shrashi elamokon mikdish. Mokon mekudish. The more of a mikum if you what's the machlokes then? Shrashi Rehudu Rabbonin. What's this machlokes if a mokon mekudish could have tumas to goyim or not? That Tanakama Sover, or who I did what's the machlokes about Yerushalayim, was Yerushalayim have tumas negoyim or not? That Tanakama Sover Yerushalayim loy neschalko l'shvotim. Yerushalayim was not given away but turned with Yerusha to the Shvotim. Yerushalayim belongs to whole Klai Yisrael. Therefore it's not called Beis Achuzaschem. There's no tumas negoyim in Yerushalayim. For Rabbi Yehuda Sover Yerushalayim neschalko l'shvotim. No, Yerushalayim was, but had a din Yerusha, was given away to the Shvotim. Over plukta dani tenoi. This machlokes of Yehuda, the Rabbon is a total machlokes tenoim. The Tanya we learned, Gemara Megillah. Ma hoya bechelka sho Yehuda. What chelik did Yehuda have? Harabayis, he had takad harabayis. Halishchoyis v'yazoris. The lishcha and the azora, even though it was in Yerushalayim, was in the chelik sho Yehuda. O ma hoya bechelka sho Binyamin. What part of the Beis Hamikdash was in the chelik of Binyamin? Ulam v'heichol o Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh Kodashim was in the Chelek Shal Binyamin. Aber Ritzua Hoysa Yoytza Michelka Shal Yehuda. There was one strip of land that came out from Yehuda's Chelek. V'nechnesas L'chelka Shal Binyamin. And went into Binyamin's Chelek. Like one strip of land, like when it's down through the Beis Ulam, through the Hechel, the Beis Kodesh Kodashim, it went through Binyamin's Chelek, which belonged to Shevet Yehuda. Ubo Hoya Mizbeach Bonui. And on this Mokim that belonged to Yehuda, that's where the Mizbeach was built. Every day it bothered Binyamin, how come like one strip of land was taken away from him, given to Yehuda? He wanted to like swallow it up every day, he wanted to get that piece of land. Shenema the Pasuk says, and lefikach, therefore, zoche Binyamin atzadik v'naso shpechsizon legvura. He was zoche to be that shpechsizon to the house, the inn, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, who being safe of Shochin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu lives, the Shekhinah is Ben Shochin. Pakol Ponim, this Tana holds, that Yerushalayim was Neschalku L'Shvatim, was given away to the Shvatim. And Yerushalayim, the Mokum HaMikdash, was given between Binyamin and Yehuda. Trashi, HaRabayis V'Lishchus V'Azoris, Tzad HaMizrochi, the Mizrach side, Rechav HaRabayis, Ezras Noshim, Kula, the Yezras Yisroel Kula, and Yudal and Amma Shomokim Ragli Drisus Akhanim, Ragli Yisroel, Bishom Mizbech, Maschil, Misham Ulamar, Bechelke Shom Binyamin. El Shabamokim, Moishav Mizbeach, the place where the Mizbeach was, Yotzer Ritzua, Michelke Shom Yuda, Venetnasol Akerim Mizrach Azroimus. Mamish, one part where the Mizbeach was, that part still belonged to Yuda. Chayfiv Kodim Amizchachich, Mach Mishayna Masay Tavosay, say the looking to get it, he's not satisfied. Ushpazizen, show your Oren, Nosu Mechokli. That the Oren, that's the Mokam Ika, Mokam Ashkina, where the Oren was, that was in the Chelik Shal Binyamin. But I call upon the first time holds that Yerushalayim was Neschalk L'Shvatim. Fahai Tana Sov Yerushalayim Loi Neschalk L'Shvatim. But there's another Tana that is not like that. That Yerushalayim has no Din Yerusha, it belongs to the whole Klai Yisrael. The Tanya we learned, Ein Maskirin Batim B'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rent out a house in Yerushalayim. Lefi Sheinu Shalhem, it doesn't belong to you. You can't be like a Bailo Makaronu in any house in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rent it out. Who are you to get the money? It doesn't belong to you. Reb Leza, Reb Tzadik Oimer, Af Loi Mitos. Not even the Mokum where the beds are, also you can't rent it out. So the Tos Yishonim says, Af Loi Mitos, Pirush Reb Yisrael, Lefi Shemokum HaMitos, Ein Shalhem. True, the bed itself maybe you do own, but the mokum, the ground where the bed is, you don't own that ground. Any place where you put something down, you can't rent it out. Because part of the renting is the mokum where it is, the property. And the property of Yerushalayim you don't own. Lefikach, therefore, Oroes Kodeshim, the skin that comes from the behemoth of Kodeshim, Baalish Kazinen, Noitle Noisim Mizroya. The people, the innkeepers, used to take it, Mizroya used to take it there, by force. And Om Rabbayish Maminah, from here we see that Orcha Aryeh, it's a nice Derech Eretz, Lemishvag Inish, a person should leave over, Gulfa, his leftover pitcher, umashko, and his leftover skin, lishkzina, to the people, the innkeeper that he stays by. Now, if you stay by an innkeeper, it's only derecheres to leave there your skin and leave there your old jugs. So here also, by space, the innkeepers had a right to take the skin from Oris Kochim. That's all. But nothing more. The pay they couldn't take because they didn't own it. But Akobar, this must they were allowed to take. That in fact, you slept in his house, the innkeeper has a right to take the skin. That's an Urchari, that's a nice Derecheres. Akobar, leave your skin there. Trashi Gufa means Kankan Shacheres, his pitches. Umashcha or behemoth, the skin of an animal. Shushaychet Vyecha Babayas Balabayas. If you go to somebody's house and you shecht an animal, then you eat the meat there, hakoponim derech eretz is to leave over the skin to the balabais. Fred Gemara, u de kforim mi metame benegoyim, what do you want to tell me though for sure, that the botikinesias of the kforim, the small cities, well, has tumas negoyim, for Tanya we learned, liyachuza, what does lachuza mean? Ad sheyich b'shuvoysa, that you have to capture Eretz Yisrael. Kiv shuvois, let's say after they captured Eretz Yisrael, v'loichel kul l'shvatim, but they didn't divide the upkeep to the shvatim yet, it's no good, it hasn't tumas negoyim. Chol kul l'shvatim, even after they made a chalukah, they made a Yerusha to the shvatim, v'loichel kul l'beis ovis, you didn't divide it up to the beis av, to which house you get, it's no good. It's not enough just time to say this land belongs to Shevet Judah. You have to divide it up to each mishpacha to know which land each mishpacha takes. Chokul beis ovis v'yein kol echad makir reshaloi. Even if the whole mishpacha divided up, this land belongs to this family, but everybody in the family doesn't know yet which part belongs to him. Minayin, how do we know? There's no din tumas negoyim yet. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says ubo asheloi habayis. Where is the Tumas Negoyim if the house belongs to you? The house has to be miyuchid to know. We know clearly this is your private house. Yotzu elu shem yuchadim loy. Mashenken, if the family owns the property, but we don't know each member of the family which house belongs to you, there's no Tumas Negoyim. Sechur, every boti can see us, look, or even the kforim, even if it belongs in the small towns, look, or also, we're not miyuchid, we don't know who the owner is. So since it belongs to the rabbim there, why is the tumas negoyim? Ela machvatik hashnim yikara. You have to come to answer the way we said before. What the ispei beis dira? That's like a true. That's time to show the fact that it belongs to the rabbim. Havadar has no tumas negoyim. The only time there is a tumas negoyim by a beis hakneses is only if there's a beis dira there. It's only if the beis hakneses, the shamash lives there. So since the Shamish has his Beis Dira there, that's called the Bayis Miuchad Loi. So because of the Beis Dira of the Shamish, that's called the Bayis Miuchad Loi, therefore it has Tumas Negoyim. But not for that, the Echlami would not have Tumas Negoyim. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.